What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another American, and as always, I am your host, HVK, and if you happen to like the show, please consider following us on Twitter, Minds, Gab, or Getter at HVK American, or Podbean, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All of our new episodes on all of those platforms get released every week, Monday and Tuesday, usually dealing with the previous week's stuff that came up in the previous week, or at least stuff that I found in the previous week, such as this episode. And this episode will be a little bit more lighthearted. We've been talking about a lot of the stuff with Cuba, so you need to mix it up and talk about something a little more fun and enjoyable. And as always, I've said it a million times, I am a comic book guy. One of the things I love to do is talk about comic book related stuff on this podcast. And we have a comic book legend, Chuck Dixon, and this comes from Otaku USA magazine. Chuck Dixon explains why manga wipes the floor with American comics. And it's funny because I actually made a statement on Twitter earlier this week that's or last week now at the time of this recording, that's pretty entertaining because I actually think Chuck Dixon and I agree 100% on this. Chuck Dixon, for those who don't know, I called him a comic legend. He is one of the individuals that created Bane. He had a great run on Batman, one of the best Batman runs ever. It kind of flags in certain places, such as the John Paul Valley part, but he is partially responsible for the creation of Bane. He wrote the story Nightfall, where Bane actually breaks Batman's back, that iconic thing that they used in The Dark Knight Rises as well. He has done work for Nightwing. He has done work for Batgirl. I mean, the titles go on. He did a lot of work with the Bat Family. The dude's an absolute legend. But he's been blacklisted of sorts from the comic book industry the last several years because he has not liked the direction that the comic book industry has gone. So this article is just basically given a transcript to basically, he has a YouTube thing where he does Ask Chuck Dixon, right? And they have a video in the article, but I'm just going to read. They have a transcript of it here. I'm just going to read it. The person asks, what is your theory, thoughts on why manga is wiping the floor with American comics? Which, to any American, that should be unacceptable. That in the United States, American comics get astronomically destroyed in sales. Not just in quality, but in sales. By manga. And it's nothing against the Japanese. I've actually come to enjoy a lot of their stuff quite a bit. But I want to read American comics more still. I like the manga stuff. Even if the American comics got better, I would probably continue to read that. But our comics should be reflective of our culture in many ways. And we're producing garbage. And that's what we're getting. So let me just read here. It's not too hard to figure out, really. There's a lot of dedication, passion, and craft in manga comics, and that's missing almost entirely from the big two. Marvel and DC still run the store here, and they are the market leaders. And unfortunately, there is no variety there. There's nothing really different. There's not something for everybody the way there is in manga. That's true, and that gets to my statement that I made, but we'll continue on first. It's not hard to see. The artwork is attractive. It's different. It's engaging. It's interesting. It's varied. So there's a lot of reasons to like manga. And not a whole lot of reasons to like what's out now. Because what's out now for the big two is, for the most part, poorly crafted. There's a few exceptions, but for the most part, it's poorly crafted, poorly conceived, and there's an obvious political agenda to everything, and there's no variety. That also plays into what I put on Twitter. I mean, in Japanese manga, there's golf comics. There's not one comic about golf. There's multiple manga about golf. And I've made reference on these videos to one of my favorite manga, which is about fishing. It's just about fishing. It's not about vampires fishing on another planet or witches fishing or fishing after a zombie apocalypse. This is about guys fishing, surf casting and whatever, fishing from boats, fishing on the shore, fishing on the banks of rivers, and the stories are fascinating and beautifully drawn and beautifully realized. But here, what do we get? We get superheroes and poorly done superheroes. There really isn't anything else at the mainstream companies. It's superheroes, superheroes, superheroes. And they are all avatars for the writer's political agenda. And they're all kind of tiresome. They're not particularly well drawn. They're not particularly well realized. Why would you want to read this crap if you had a choice of reading a genre that you prefer, be it horror or mystery or espionage or golf? When there's only one flavor in American comics, of course Japanese comics are going to win the day. The biggest problem here is that all I see in American comic book creators, the people in the... the people in the mainstream is complain about manga. Well, why don't you learn from manga? Why don't you look at what manga is doing and do that? And I don't mean draw people with huge eyes and lots of speed lines. Do more varied stories. Do more complex stories. Put more effort into the artwork. Put more effort into the craft. If they try to copy it just like they did in the 90s here in the United States, they'll just get it all wrong. They don't know what they're doing. They have no interest. They're just going to complain about it as if that's going to get them any more readers. I don't see the mainstream, the big two, ever catching up. And that's a shame, because he's 100% correct. Firstly, and I kind of said something like this. When Japan made something for everyone in Japanese comics, it was literally that. There's a mystery genre, an action genre, a horror genre, a comedy genre, a romance genre. You get your all kinds of stuff, right? And then they do crossovers of them. You get something like, what was it? High School of the Dead, which is a crossover of horror as well as like a romance harem, I believe the term is, kind of thing, right? Like, there's a crossover there as well, and that's how you get even more people interested. And then in the United States, and this is from my post, when they say something for everyone, they're like, oh, here's your black guy, here's your gay character, here's your trans character, here's your, you know, your bisexual Hispanic person, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's their idea of something for everyone. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, and they're superheroes, and they do the same thing. Marvel and DC both, and I'm not saying get rid of superheroes. I'm a big superhero fan. Most of what I read is superhero stuff. So I'm not hating on superhero comics. But I know plenty of people who read stuff like Archie and whatnot, and I'm not particularly interested in it. I've tried reading it. But you're not even trying to appeal to that market. And the interesting thing is Marvel and DC, with their respective universes being so big and so varied and so wild, it makes total sense that you can do stuff like have mysteries. You can do stuff like have horror and supernatural and sci-fi comics. And then you can actually show all the sorts of things that go on in these respective universes outside of the superhero stuff. Because in reality, the thing to remember is when you read superhero comics, it seems like the superheroes are everywhere. But the reality is, even for people in Gotham, there's, you know, a couple of issues of Batman I remember from various different writers where people talk about how they've never seen the Bat. They know he's out there, but they've never seen him. They lived in Gotham City their whole life, never seen the Bat. Run-ins with these superheroes, the events these superheroes deal with, are rare. They're not supposed to be something commonplace. So you can grow the whole universe by having these weird mystery, weird sci-fi things, weird, you know, crime things, weird horror things that go on in these universes that have already established how fantastical they are, and superheroes never get involved. And you can tell all kinds of other stories without ever leaving your established universe. That's the great thing about it. But these writers, they don't just realize it. All they care about is injecting their politics into nonsense right now. And that's the thing, because everybody, oh, comics were always political. Comics were always political sometimes. Politics was never the focus of American comics until very, very recently, like the last 10 to 12 years. And what we're seeing in comics is not even politics, because there's no diversity of opinion. It's just propaganda saying that our opinion good, other guy's opinion bad. And that's it. You get Captain America denouncing the American way of life and the American dream. That's propaganda. That's all that is. Because it's not like he's deeply exploring these things. They try to flower it up with word salad, but it's not. Chuck Dixon is absolutely correct in this. Chuck Dixon has absolutely hit the nail on the head. And this is why I have become such a fan of manga so quickly, is it's like, all right, I can read the superhero stuff. I can read Dragon Ball. I can read My Hero Academia. I can read One Punch Man. But I also read some of this raunchy comedy stuff. I'm reading High School DxD. It's a raunchy romance comedy harem thing. Completely outside my wheelhouse of stuff I like to listen to. Ironically, got a decent amount of action in it as well, which I didn't expect. But completely outside the Roman wheelhouse of stuff that I like to read. But it's enjoyable. I watched Psycho Pass, an anime, you know, about the near future and everything, and I won't ruin that. But that's like a sci-fi thriller kind of thing. There's no superheroics involved with it. There's a lot of different genres that all fall under these categories. Cowboy Bebop, another anime, I know not specifically manga, but another anime where no superheroics, very sci-fi, very, it's just people living in the future, and there's crime stuff involved, mafia kind of stuff, and it's like, there's a lot. American comics don't offer that. We should. And people would have more passion to it, where it's like, hey, you can work for Marvel and you can write your horror mystery. Hell, you can work for DC. DC's got Scooby-Doo. Put Scooby-Doo in the freaking DC universe. Is a talking dog and a bunch of kids that wander around and solve weird mysteries really any more fantastical than a guy who wears a ring and can generate anything through sheer force of will as a result? Like, come on. The fantastic nature of the Marvel and DC universes open the door for these things, and we just... the creators just don't take advantage of them. The people that are in charge have no desire to take advantage of them. They're literally using it. Disney, for example, with Marvel, and Warner Brothers for DC, they're literally just using them as movie-based IPs right now. When the comic books and the universe should be the focus, and you can do so much with them. And it's a shame, because I'm really passionate. I wish I was better at writing comics and talented in a way that could actually do that, and I had the time to hone that, but I'm not, and I don't have that time, so it's unfortunate. But that's why I say go outside the big two. It's why I've been supporting manga the last few months, because there's more variety out there. There literally is something for everyone, and they don't sit there and focus on propagandizing you with their party politics. So that's it for me. I'm going to have a link to the article in the description, as always. I'm HBK. I hope you guys enjoyed this little light levity takeaway rather than something more serious, because there will be more seriousness to come. That's it for me. You guys take it easy.